USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With recent shootings in Atlanta, Georgia, and Boulder, Colorado, some politicians want to infringe on the Second Amendment. Louisiana Senator Republican John Kennedy says you don't stop drunk drivers by taking all the sober drivers off the road. The senator continues on Fox News.
In my judgment, we do not need more gun control. We need more idiot control.
Two accused leaders of the Proud Boys militia group on Tuesday pleaded not guilty to multiple criminal charges related to their alleged role in the occupation of the U.S. Capitol. At a federal court hearing in Washington, D.C., Ethan Norden of Washington State and Joseph Biggs of Florida both pleaded not guilty to riot-related charges. Conservative Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has claimed victory following Israel's fourth election in less than 2 years. Projections based on exit polls from Israel's three leading broadcasters, which could change, all show Netanyahu winning. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Gun control is front and center again. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
On a day after a mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado, a GOP-backed bill to reduce gun crimes has been filed. It's being pushed by Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, who says we need to take a look at a targeted approach toward combating violent crime.
Targeted at violent criminals, targeted at felons, targeted at fugitives, targeted at those with serious mental disease to stop them from getting firearms.
Problems at the Guatemala airport. Dan Naraki reports.
The airport in the capital city of Guatemala has been temporarily closed because of falling volcanic ash. The Pacaya volcano, about 30 miles away from Guatemala City's La Aurora International Airport, has been active in recent weeks. Unfavorable wind conditions Tuesday sent ash towards the airport, covering buildings, planes, and runways. Civil aviation authorities say they're working on cleanup and hope to resume normal operations at the airport as soon as possible, but aren't sure when it will be able to reopen.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With Colorado already having some of the toughest gun laws in the nation, politicians want more in light of Monday's Boulder, Colorado rampage that killed 10 people by suspected gunman, 21-year-old Ahmad Alyssa. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden is calling on Congress to take action following the mass shooting Monday at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store that killed 10 people. Speaking from the White House, the president urged the Senate to pass a pair of House-passed bills to address the nation's background check system.
The United States Senate, I hope some are listening, should immediately pass the two House-passed bills that close loopholes in the background check system. These are bills that receive votes of both Republicans and Democrats in the House.
In his remarks, the president also called for a renewal of the ban on assault rifles and a ban on high-capacity magazines. Senator Ted Cruz says those are always the solutions that Democrats push after a mass shooting. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that those measures don't work, and he laid out ideas that he says will stop the next tragedy.
The way to do it, what works, is you target the bad guys. You go after violent criminals, you go after felons, you go after fugitives, you go after those with serious mental illness, you stop them from getting guns, and when they try to illegally buy a firearm, you lock them up.
Speaking to the Denver Post, a former classmate, Dayton Marvel, said Alyssa was kind of scary to be around and that he had once made threats against people during a wrestling match. For the first time in 50 years, NASCAR Cup Series will have a dirt race Sunday at Bristol Motor Speedway, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.